Hi, this is a dictation for Andrew Himes, A-N-D-R-E-W-S, Andrews. Last name is Himes, H-I-M-E-S, date of birth is 7/29/1964, date of accident 5/9/2022, date of service 6/22/2022. History of chief complaint is severe neck strain, lower back pain, nerve pinching, body locking up, severe headaches. History of automobile accident. The patient alleges that on the night of accident, May 2022, he was involved in an automobile accident leading to all the symptoms that have been reported. The history of automobile accident is as follows. The patient was traveling at around 12:45 a.m. approximately on 5/9/2022 as a resident driver of a BMW X1 series, and a passenger Tracy Child was sitting in the front seat restrained. He was also restrained. He was traveling at around 0 to 5 mile speed and 8 mile road and John R. In Detroit. Patient reported that he came to a stop sign and stopped and tried to keep stopping while the other car, which did not stop on a stop sign, T-boned on the driver's side of his car at a speed of 25 to 30 miles. Patient reports he was restrained, airbags were not deployed. He believes he lost his consciousness momentarily. It was a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene. Patient reports that he was taken to a hospital by the ambulance. The ER was DMC Hospital on 5/9/2022, where he remained there overnight for many hours. In X-ray of the neck, CT scan of the head and neck was found to be negative, and he actually cannot have any MRI due to a bullet in the chest. He reports he was provided muscle relaxants and medication. He again went to a second time to another hospital, which was in Alabama, while he was visiting there. It's called Community Hospital ER Tallahassee, where Medical Arts Hospital in Alabama, which also provided medication and muscle relaxer without any X-ray or CAT scan. There's also reports of a previous accident in 1989 where he was a driver and he got injured from the seatbelt. There was a fender bender. His lung was punctured. He was inpatient for 4 days, but he recovered completely. At the time, the case has been closed. The history of presenting illness, patient reports that he is suffering from the following symptoms, which are headache located mainly on the left temple, severe, constant, and sensitive to the light, sensitive to the noise, and not associated with any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptom of TBI, patient reports that he's having a headache which are associated with dizziness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, blurred vision, spots in the vision, and erectile dysfunction. He cannot maintain his erection, and he denies any confusion, disorientation. He denies loss of consciousness, vertigo, ringing in the ears. He denies any forgetfulness, nightmares, or incontinence of the urine bowel. The patient denies any subtle anesthesia, but he has a severe weakness of the general extremities, tingling numbness of the both hands, and anxiety is severe. Patient does not have any depression or panic or sleep problems. There is a moderate difficulty walking and fatigue. So far, he has not done any other treatment other than medication from the two hospitals, and he has had X-rays, CT scan, which are all negative. The numbness tingling patient reports is present in all the five fingers, both sides, that is constant. But the entire arm does not show any radiation of pain from the neck or to the lower extremities from the lower back. The toes and the bottom of the foot are not numb or painful. There is slight muscle weakness bilaterally. no bladder bowel incontinence. System review is positive as follows in respiratory positive for asthma. Past surgical history is positive for gunshot wound in 1984, Henry Ford Hospital, where he has surgery. 1989, he has a lung puncture and he was treated at Henry Ford Hospital. Allergies, none. Family history, mother is deceased from a cancer of unknown kind. Father is deceased from natural causes. Siblings, he has a five total, one sister is deceased, the rest are okay. Relationship status question is separated and he lives with his friend. And he has eight kids, four boys, four girls. Current employment status question is unemployed due to the pain and he has a mental issues. Disability patient has filed a disability with the federal government due to the mental learning issues. Legal history patient has J.C. Auto Law representing his issues. Legal history or personal history patient does not drink. He smokes one pack per day over 2 days. Sorry, one pack over 2 days and no does not use any recreational drugs. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 170 over 108. Pulse is 87, respiratory rate is 20, temperature is 98.1, height 5'9", weight 215, pulse ox 100. A 57-year-old African-American male of average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious, and sitting comfortably, well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good. The patient does not appear in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. The patient does not appear to be severely anxious or lethargic. The patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk well and is mobile and independent without using an adaptive device. The rest of the physical examination is from the template, including the neurological examination. The gait is normal. The musculature examination is also normal. Musculoskeletal examination is as follows. The inspection and palpation comes from the template. Spine tenderness is located at C5-6-7. L4-5 and S1. As well as bilateral SI joint are found tender. There is a moderate spasm of the paraspinal muscle from C2 to C7 and L1 to L5 with a few trigger points noticed bilaterally, and there is slight tenderness and hypertonicity of 2+. Range of motion of the cervical spine. In the cervical spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 30, and rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 10. Hyperextension was not painful. Maneuvers to identify, reproduce the pain in cervical spine, the Hoffman sign, Sperling sign, Lermit test, distraction test, Sotohar test and myelopathy signs are all negative. In the thoracic spine, Bruce test, lump test is negative. In lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test was found positive at 40 degrees with contralateral leg rest is being positive. However, the Breger test, Kemp test and Babinski test are negative. In sacroiliac joint, mild tenderness has been noticed bilaterally with positive Faber test and Gonsalin test bilaterally. However, the compression test, distraction test, the Trendelenburg sign, are all negative. Standing flexion test was negative. In the extremities examination, all the extremities are completely normal and no abnormal finding, including the wrist and the hand. Grips are normal and sensations are intact, reflexes are normal, and carpotunnel testing is completely negative with Faber test and Tinel sign and Phelan sign are negative. So the ADLs that are affected are as follows. The patient reports that running home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, opening containers, cooking in the kitchen, reaching into cabinets are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Walking, standing are affected 9. eating, aid, bathing, dressing, while writing, and opening containers are affected several. Diagnosis. In general, 110, V89.2 XFC, R26.89. S09.9 XXA. CNS R51, R42, F41.1. Nerves M79.2. Muscles M60.9, 79.1, M62.838, ligaments M54.0. Pain in both shoulders is reported earlier M35.51 and M25.512, M75.30, M75.50. Pain in both the wrist is complained M25.531, M25.532. Pain in both hands is complained M79.641, M79.642. The cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12. Thoracic spine is none. And lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, and 54.42, F33.5, XXA. Sacroiliac spine M46.6. Plan of care for Andrews Hines is from the template. Treatment plan for Andrews Hines is as follows. Patient is ordered a physical therapy, which should be provided 3 times per week, focusing neck, mid back, lower back, as well as sacroiliac joint. The patient also can get therapy on both the wrists and with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. Disability continues for work and housework, replacement and transportation. The medication, additional medications are provided are as follows. Narco 7.53, 25 every 12 hours, 7 days, 14 tablets for pain relief. Furoside 1 to 2 every 6 hour, PRN 75 tablets. Ambien 10 milligram at night for 15 days for sleep. The patient also continues to have following medication, which are Celebrex 200 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory effect. Tizanidine 4 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Lyrica 50 milligram for headaches and nerve pain. Acifex 20 milligram twice a day for stomach relief. Voltaren gel and lidocaine patch for tropical pain relief. And Imitrax 100 milligram for headaches relief. 2 refills are provided for the patient. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referred psychiatry and fitness club are all okay. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records, none are available. The interventional pain procedures are not being considered. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, not warranted. Caseworker, not warranted. Past medical records are ordered release from the hospital. Investigation, not being ordered any investigation. DMEs, the patient is being provided with the neck brace, back brace, and a cane to help him with the locomotion. Follow-up visit in education is yes. Follow-up visit in a month. Personal support here. Thank you.